It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we are diving into how mindfulness can be used as a tool for stress relief. Stress is something we all deal with, whether it's work or relationships or just the pressures of everyday life. It can be overwhelming, but the good news is that mindfulness can help you manage stress in a more intentional and calm way. Stress often arises from feeling like we don't have control over a situation or from being overwhelmed by the demands of life. It can manifest physically with tension in the body, headaches, or trouble sleeping. Emotionally, it might look like irritability, anxiety, or feeling like you're constantly on edge. Mindfulness helps reduce stress by bringing you back to the present moment. When you're stressed, your mind is usually racing, either replaying something that happened earlier or worrying about what's coming next. Mindfulness pulls you out of that loop and into the now, the only moment that truly exists, where you can breathe, refocus, and regain a sense of calm. Think of it like this. Stress is like holding on to a tightly coiled spring. The more you focus on what's beyond your control, the tighter that spring becomes. Mindfulness teaches you how to release that tension, even if it's just for a few moments at a time, so that your mind and your body can reset. Research shows that mindfulness reduces the body's stress response by lowering cortisol levels. Cortisol is the hormone released when we are stressed. Studies have also found that regular mindfulness practice can rewire the brain to be less reactive to stressors. One key area impacted by mindfulness is the amygdala, which is the part of the brain responsible for processing emotions like fear and anxiety. With consistent mindfulness practice, the amygdala becomes less reactive, which allows you to stay calm even when life throws challenges your way. At the same time, mindfulness strengthens the prefrontal cortex, which is the part of your brain responsible for decision-making and emotional regulation. This means that over time, mindfulness helps you make clearer decisions and manage stressful situations with more ease. Here are some simple mindfulness practices that you can start using to manage stress throughout your day. Number one, mindful breathing. This is one of the easiest and most effective ways to calm your mind and body. Take a few deep breaths, paying attention to the sensation of the air entering and leaving your lungs. Even just a few minutes of mindful breathing can help lower stress and bring you back to the present. Number two, body scan. When you're feeling stressed, it's common to hold tension in your body without realizing it. A body scan helps you tune into these areas of tension and release them. Start at your toes and slowly move up through your body, noticing any areas of tightness or discomfort. As you become aware of these sensations, breathe into them and consciously relax each muscle group. Number three, mindful walking. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take a short mindful walk. Focus on the sensation of your feet touching the ground, the movement of your body, and the sounds around you. This practice can be especially helpful when you need a quick mental rest. And the great thing about walking is that it is a bilateral action, which means because you're using your whole body, you're especially using your left and right leg and your left and right arms. It means that you're activating both sides of your brain. And often when we're overwhelmed, we are heavy on for most of us, the right side of our brain, which is where imagination is more in tune. So you're doing negative imagining when you're worrying, for example. Whereas then when you activate both sides of your brain, you now bring back the logic side and bring that back online as well. So there's more emotion and creativity on the right side of your brain and more logic on the left side of your brain. For most people, for a percentage of people, it's the opposite. Doesn't matter. The point is that when you bring both sides of your brain online, it allows you to move out of that space of stress and move into some solutions that may be of the more logical kind. mindful pauses. Throughout your day, take small mindful pauses to check in with yourself. You don't need to set aside long periods of time, just a few seconds here and there to bring your attention back to the present moment. Ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? What's happening in my body? This practice helps prevent stress from building up over the course of the day. You might just set an alarm for maybe 3, 4, 5 times a day. And that alarm just reminds you to take a moment, ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? What's happening in my body? 5, set a daily intention for stress management. So in almost every episode, I mention setting a daily intention. That doesn't mean that has to be your daily intention today. It's specifically if this is what you're working on, maybe you'll make this your daily intention for several days or until you feel like you've made it a habit to do whatever it is that we're working on. So if this is what you'd like to work on, you might make your daily intention, how many more ways can I continue to manage stress with mindfulness even more? Setting an intention like this can help guide your mindfulness practice throughout the day and give you a clear focus for stress relief. Mindfulness is an incredibly powerful tool for reducing stress and improving your overall well-being, especially mentally. By bringing your attention back to the present moment and practicing simple mindfulness techniques, you can manage stress more effectively and you can live with greater calm and clarity. And that's it for today's episode. I do hope you have found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you manage stress and find a sense of calm in your daily life. If you are interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, I do offer personalized one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations, to support your journey towards stress relief and mental clarity. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people, and it helps us continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.